We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. Southern California is going to see a surge in travel this Thanksgiving long weekend. Auto Club spokesman Doug Shoup tells KMX the forecast is that trips of 50 miles or more will be up by 16% over last year.
We are very close to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, this will be the second busiest Thanksgiving travel volume for Southern California on record, just 3% less than the all-time record that we saw in Thanksgiving of 2019. What that tells us is we know that the freeways, roadways are going to be very busy.
Now, one downside, drivers will be paying the most ever for gas at around $4.50 a gallon on average. The most popular destinations for road trips, San Diego and Las Vegas. Busiest time on the freeways will be the afternoon and evening hours on the day before Thanksgiving itself, with the most jammed section of roadway set to be the southbound 5 between Colorado Street and Florence Avenue. With the holidays fast approaching and more foreign travelers now being allowed into the U.S., there are significant challenges for the hospitality industry.
Hotels, restaurants, parks, most of them still understaffed and unable to accommodate the current travel load. Add to that a huge influx of tourists from Europe and other areas, and KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg says the crunch will be significant.
Foreign travelers only make up about 20% of the volume of people in America who are visiting. However, they make up 50% of the spend. So from an economic point of view, it's a great thing for Southern California retailers and establishments. The challenge is you got to get staff in there to handle it, and right now they don't have it.
Peter says the reservations for flights to the United States are up 750% from just a few weeks ago. Dick Helton, KNX 1070.
Two Southern California DAs say they're going to begin charging many suspected drug dealers arrested for selling the powerful drug fentanyl with a more serious crime. It's a new tactic, untested in the courts.
Over the past 5 years in the OC, there's been a 1,000% increase in fentanyl-related deaths. And Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer says people selling that illicit drug will be facing murder charges in many cases.
We could charge you with murder, and we're using the same technique as we do with DUI.
It is a new way of prosecuting fentanyl-related crime. Riverside County's District Attorney Mike Estrin says he, too, has seen a spike in fentanyl cases.
In Riverside County in 2016, there were two fentanyl-related deaths. This year, we're on pace to have between 500 and 600.
Estrin says already his office has seven cases of fentanyl dealers charged with murder, with three more in the works. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Residents in West Hollywood and much of L.A.'s West Side dealing with the continued spikes in crime.
An L.A. sheriff's official says there has been a spike in crime for sure in West Hollywood in the past year or so.
West end of town was up 96%. The city center was up 37%.
He says people have been emerging from the pandemic, and so have the criminals, and residents have certainly noticed.
I always feel a little nervous because there tends to be homeless people kind of that are clearly on drugs around the corner.
And in L.A., problems continue in the Fairfax and Melrose districts, too.
I'm definitely more concerned about walking around the streets at night.
L.A. police say some criminals are following people home, people who have expensive purses and jewelry, and robbing them. In West Hollywood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the LAPD is trying to find out how an exchange student from India died in a hit and run near Will Rogers State Park last week.
The death of Dev Singh is complicated because he walked away from an apartment, according to a roommate, early on the morning of November 3rd after not taking medication for depression. He was missing for 18 hours until paramedics found him gravely injured near Sunset Boulevard and Allen Ford Street. LAPD West Traffic Investigator Jeff Fisher says while the injuries are indicative of a collision, there are no facts to tie it to a specific car.
We have no evidence of a car involved in this thing because there's no evidence of glass or debris anywhere in the roadway other than what's on his body in itself.
What makes it more frustrating is that there was only one camera in the area which had a view of the street, and it has a limited view at that.
I did find one, and hopefully that will lead to possibly this vehicle leaving the scene.
Detectives are pinning their hope on the possibility someone who may have been driving through the area last Thursday night saw something and calls West Traffic Division with that tip. In West L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A Wyoming-based organization is suing the L.A. Unified School District over a vaccine mandate for employees. The Health Freedom Defense Fund, along with six district employees, filing the suit last week. They say vaccinations aren't necessary or effective. Employees who didn't get vaccinated before the October deadline now have to work remotely, and some could lose their jobs. The district says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. There's a new report that shows that more Latinos in California are going to college these days, but there's still a lot of work to be done on that issue. The Campaign for College Opportunity finds there was an 8% increase in Latino admissions to UC schools compared to last year, but more than half of the state's Latino high school graduates are not eligible to go to Cal State or UC schools. The group behind the study says California needs to do more to help ensure Latinos go to and graduate from college.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.